Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show on the eve of Thanksgiving. And boy, I've got them fired up today, don't I? Because I'll tell you the truth, and the truth is this. Only Trumpers are probably more problematic than Never Trumpers. Never Trumpers were annoying and ignorant. I'm going to skip the three big things here. I'm just going to get into this. But if you find yourself in a place where anybody questions Donald Trump, that somehow is offensive and angers you, you might not be in a good place. You can't agree with anybody 100% of the time. People do things differently. You agree with some, you don't agree with all. But to suggest somehow that the only answer for 2024 is Donald Trump and nobody else should run, and there should be no other people in the primary, and if somebody runs in the primary, they should be disqualified, and Ron DeSantis should sit down and wait his turn, and all of this other nonsense. It's America. We can have a robust primary. We can have 5 or 10 or 15 people. Trump's been there before. My guess is he would win again in the primary because he has a solid base. But to smear other Republicans who have different opinions about how things should be done sounds a lot more like what the Democrats do than what conservatives do. In fact, it's exactly what the Democrats and the liberals and the socialists do. If you don't adhere to one specific talking point, one narrative, one agenda, then you're out. It's not who Republicans are. It's not who conservatives are. I look out over a room of people and I see possibilities. I see possibilities of Americans. I am optimistic when I look at the room because I believe we can do great things. Democrats look at a room and they say, gosh, I wonder how we can control these people, how we can tell them what they're allowed to say or do or hear, and how we can teach their children absent of their input. These are all things that sound like Democrats. And so I am going on the record here. If you will only vote for Donald Trump and only vote if Donald Trump is on the ballot, then if that doesn't happen, if that doesn't happen, and you sit home and refuse to vote, then anything that comes after, you have no place to say anything because you are part of the problem. I personally am an America First supporter. I believe the needs of this country should come before any other. We're $31 trillion in debt. We're broke. We have an open border that's broken. We have inflation over 8%. The economy is broken. We need to pay attention to our issues, not the rest of the world. We shouldn't be sending billions or tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine or the United Nations or the World Economic Fund or the World Monetary Fund, or any of these places, until we fix exactly what we have to fix in America. And the list is long. You want roads and bridges fixed? How far would $100 billion that's been shipped off to Ukraine, how many roads and bridges could be fixed for $100 billion? How secure could the border be for $100 billion? And the answer to both questions is, you could do a lot of work. The border could be secured for significantly less. We could spend $100 billion fixing our roads and bridges and still have work to do. But shipping money off to the World Economic Fund, the World Monetary Fund, the United Nations, and all the rest is an absolutely ridiculous use of our resources at this point in history. I mean, look, the Associated Press came out and said that Russia had fired missiles that hit Poland and killed people. Absolutely false. The Associated Press delivered that. The Associated Press is supposed to be a news organization that delivers truth. It was unverified clearly, because if they had done any, just a modicum of homework, you would have found out that didn't happen. It's almost like the Associated Press is working in conjunction with liberals in Washington and Paris and London to provoke a war. To provoke a war with Russia. Why? Why? That's what I want to know. What is the game here? Why do they continue to push us that way? And again, I don't want to leave this point. This point, I'm going to make crystal clear. Crystal clear. Only Trumpers are a bigger threat to the future of this country. If you refuse to vote for anyone else, if Trump is not on the ballot for any reason, that allows the socialists to stay in charge of spending our money, taxing our people, provoking war in Ukraine and elsewhere, destroying our energy sector. Yes, Trump did a lot of good things in policy when he was president, no question. I supported him then, and if he's the nominee, I'll support him again. But if he's not the nominee, I will support whoever's put forward. And I would certainly hope that Donald Trump would never consider creating a... I would never support creating a third party at this point. Because if that happened, again, you're empowering the social, you're empowering the liberals and the left to do anything they want. You'll end up with one party rule, just like we have in Michigan now. We'll see where that leads us. But look for gun control, for example. That'll be one thing that's coming. Gun control, red flag laws, they're all coming. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. Because that's all part of the agenda that is going to get pushed. Yeah. All part of the agenda that's going to get pushed. They can't help themselves. 100%. And COVID. COVID's going to lead them back to trying to take control again. You watch. You watch for the climate emergency, COVID emergency, any emergency they can declare. And so if you're an only Trumper and you won't vote against that mentality, that makes you part of the problem. If Trump's your first choice, that's great. Vote for him in the primary, he'll probably win. But if he's not on the ballot, that's no excuse not to vote. Period. I'll take a break and be back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard. Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.